America, and welcome aboard.
I'm completely operational, and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
Punching another hole into the podcast universe, this is the DC Fusion Podcast, brought to you by the number one conspiracy and alternative discussion site on the internet, AboveTopSecret.com.
All systems are functioning within normal parameters.
There is no law. There is no law.
Oh yeah, here it is, another weekend, and time for another DC Fusion podcast. And DC Fusion, that's me. Yes, DC Fusion is me. And I'm sitting here doing another podcast. Why? Because I like doing podcasts. Yes, I do. I love doing podcasts. And in fact, yep, I know you might be laughing, but I do. I definitely enjoy doing these podcasts. And I have taken steps to ensure that my podcast quality is slowly getting better. I have gone out and purchased a honest-to-goodness real microphone. Went out and spent $50 on this microphone here. And hopefully it sounds good. Hopefully it sounds good. My other microphone was just one of those little, you know, kind of like, you know, $15, PC microphones. And this one here is actually one of those real microphones. You know, it looks real. It's got kind of like the ball there at the top and so on. So hopefully it sounds good. And I also went out and bought a new monitor. Because one thing that, let me back up just a little bit. I really enjoy using Audacity. I've tried a couple of other, you know, sort of like sound mixing programs, but Audacity just seems to be the easiest to use. And when you're doing a podcast, I mean, the most you're going to be doing, in my opinion anyway, is, you know, maybe mixing together a little bit of an intro, throwing a song in there, but you're not getting deep, you know, really deep into creating a musical score. You know, you're not trying to, you know, plug a keyboard into your computer and so on. So I like the simplicity of it. And the other thing, too, is I don't think I'll ever use one of those podcasting programs where you basically just go ahead and hit, you know, record and just record your entire podcast. One thing that I've heard that these programs can do is you can sort of cue up sound effects. And when you're ready to, you know, insert a sound effect, you know, as you're talking, you just go ahead and click a button and you know, the sound effect goes on into the podcast there. But So this new monitor, I can go ahead and see more of the tracks on the Audacity screen. Yeah, I went from a 15-inch flat panel to a 19-inch flat panel. So it's nice. It's really nice. Definitely like it. So hopefully over time, you know, my podcast will start getting a little bit better. And speaking of podcasts getting a little bit better, hopefully this podcast will sound pretty good too. Not only because of the new microphone, but also I'm trying something a little bit different here. I am departing from my normal routine in regards to podcasting. I have no notes. I have no note cards, no script, nothing. This whole podcast is coming from the top of my head. Everything here is unscripted. Well, actually, I take that back. I do. Sorry, can't help it. I do have a little sheet here that has some of the topics that I want to go ahead and talk about that just kind of popped into my head over the past couple of days. But anyway, yeah, moving on. I also bought an iPod. Yes, I did. I caved in and bought an iPod. Before getting the iPod, my cell phone has a little MP3 player on it, but it's not a very robust MP3 player. And so, and now, especially since I'm kind of getting into the podcast, you know, I wanted something that could hold, you know, that had more storage space, but I also wanted an easy way to get get podcasts from the internet onto the MP3 player. And with the iPod, you've got the iTunes. And of course, with iTunes, you can go ahead and, you know, just punch in the URL for an RSS feed, and you know iTunes kind of goes and pulls down the podcast, and you can quickly get it over onto the iPod. So, you know, as far as like podcasting goes, I think it's a great little thing to have. And I'm sure there are probably like other MP3 players out there too, but unfortunately, I don't know about them. And the iPod, you know, I guess the prices have come down to a point where, you know, it was relatively affordable. So I went ahead and got one of those. And so I've been downloading podcasts, and I have been slowly downloading a lot of the AboveTopSecret.com podcasts. And ultimately what I'd like to do is go ahead and at least try to check out, you know, at least a podcast from every member that has made a podcast. And ultimately, hopefully, you know, I'll get to the point where I've kind of like listened to them all, because there are a lot of great podcasts out there, a lot of great podcasts. But, you know, some podcasts definitely stand out. And So anyway, yesterday I guess was a day where I downloaded like a whole bunch of podcasts from Magic, and that's I've got to do this. That's Magic, M-A-J-I-C. Or how does he say it? If you've ever listened to one of his podcasts, you know Magic always makes a point of pointing out that it's M-A-J-I-C, not M-A-G-I-C. So anyway, had to make sure that I got that out there. And if you don't know who Magic is a member of AboveTopSecret.com. But not only that, he is a super moderator. Yes, he is a super moderator. And his podcast, I think that's one thing that kind of makes his podcast really, you know, really unique is, you know, first of all, you know, he is a super moderator. But second, he does these podcasts that he calls Moderator Monologues. Moderator Monologues? I believe it's Moderator Monologues, yeah. And they're really neat podcasts because they sort of give an insight into the world of the mods on AboveTopSecret.com. You know, he doesn't really go into, you know, oh, this is the criteria we follow for banning. This is the criteria. Well, I mean, well, actually, he does. He does go into that a little bit. But it's more than that. You know, he kind of provides some behind-the-scenes info. Nothing really specific, though. Nothing really specific, which I totally agree with. I mean, if you put something like that out there, you know, you'll find people that will, you know, that will kind of like test the limits, so to speak, and, you know, try this, you know, kind of like, oh, look at this, you know, the mods don't really, you know, catch on to this, or, oh, look, you know, this mod admitted to this, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do this, you know, and they can't say anything to me type of thing. So I totally understand, you know, it's kind of like, what's a good example? You know, if you're looking for some kind of financial aid, you know, a lot of times you'll find that the place that you're trying to get the financial aid from won't, you know, specifically say exactly, you know, what the requirements are. They'll give you some guidelines, but they might not say exactly what the requirements are, because then you could just go ahead and, you know, doctor up the info, you know, so that it meets their specific requirements. So I totally agree with that. So if you haven't listened to any of Magic's, you know, podcasts, I definitely encourage you to go ahead and do so. It really gives a good insight into AboveTopSecret.com, and you also realize how much the, you know, the owners and the mods and the admins and stuff really care about the site as well, which I think is great. That's one of the main reasons that I came over to AboveTopSecret.com. I was just really impressed with the way that it was moderated. And you know, when you're new and you're kind of coming over to, you know, to a discussion board, you know, you're a little bit hesitant, you know, you're not exactly sure how things are going to go. I mean, you're going to get in there, next thing you know, you're getting flamed for being a newbie and all this type of stuff. But yeah, but apparently stuff like that, I should say specifically stuff like that does not go on AboveTopSecret.com, which I think is great. I think it's a very, very, very well moderated board. But also, still picking on Magic here, gosh, I hope he doesn't get mad at me. I mean, he is a super moderator after all. You know, I don't want to get banned. No, I don't think I'll get banned. Saying a lot of nice things here, but well, I don't know, after this next, anyway, let me just get on with it. But I was listening to some of Magic's podcasts yesterday, his Magic on Magic podcast, and on this particular podcast, he was sitting there having a couple of beers, and he definitely did not hide the fact that he was having a couple of beers, and just the way he was talking, you know, you could tell he was relaxed, definitely tell he was relaxed, and I was just laughing. I was laughing so hard. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, I mean, of course, I'm driving down the road listening to this, and I'm just laughing out loud. I mean, the stuff is so hilarious, you know? I mean, like I said, he definitely does not hide the fact that he's kicking back a few. And, you know, what was the term that he used? He said plowed. That was it, plowed. He's sitting there going like, oh, I am so plowed. I mean, it was a good podcast. So if you haven't listened to any of Magic's podcasts, definitely go listen to some. Not only are they informative, but some of these recent ones here, they were definitely entertaining to say the least. So yeah, so you know, there's a little bit on Magic's podcast for you. And also still kind of building on you know, Magic's podcast. I guess he just did a podcast where he talked about an anime series that that he really likes and has watched like several times, and I believe it's Haibane. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but he says it's really good. So I think I'm gonna go ahead and check it out because I'm kind of a casual anime fan myself. I wouldn't say I'm not a hardcore anime fan. I mean, I do like anime, but I couldn't sit here and rattle off, you know, different anime movies and soundtracks and anime characters and so on. I mean, I guess one thing that I have kind of noticed is, or in my opinion anyway, anime is kind of divided into kind of like two sides. You've got the animes that are kind of cartoony, and then you have the animes that are a little bit more realistic. But I use the term realistic rather loosely, because of course it still is, you know, I mean, anime is what it is. I mean, it's a cartoon. But the animes that I'm kind of drawn to are the ones that, I guess the term that I call them are kind of like dark animes, where the subject matter is a little bit darker, a little bit deeper, more adult-oriented. actually, let me change that. When I say adult-oriented, it sounds like a porn. But the subject matter is probably more conducive towards an adult than it is to, you know, towards like a child or a teenager or something along those lines. And I mean, for example, one of my favorite animes currently is called Perfect Blue, and it centers around a singer who, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but it centers around a singer who believes she is being, you know, stalked by a crazy fan. But as you know, you watch the film, it kind of comes about that, you know, maybe it's not a crazy fan that's stalking her, maybe she is just crazy. You know, and it's a little bit darker, you know, a little bit of blood in there type of thing. But anyway, so far that's kind of like one of my favorite animes. So, and I don't even know why I got off on that tangent of animes now. Anyway, okay, well, there you go. There's my little take on animes. And I am seeing here that I have just approached about 12 minutes. And what is something that I have not yet done? Come on, you know what it is. Actually, I take that back, you probably haven't. Okay, I'll go ahead and let you know. I have not played a song yet. What is a DC Fusion podcast without a song? So yes, I'm going to play a song for you. And, what am I going to play? I think I'm going to go with an electronic song. I don't know if you've noticed, but every podcast that I do, I try to change the genre up for the songs that I play. And I also like playing songs, because I'm not a perfect podcaster. Of course I'd like to be, but unfortunately at this point in time I don't think that I am. Hopefully there are people that disagree with that. That would be nice. Anyway, I think by putting a song into the podcast, it gives kind of like a nice break, and there's something there that, you know, you know a listener may enjoy, may not. You know, everybody has different tastes in music. But anyway, I think for this podcast I am going to go with an electronic song. You know, some people might call it dance music. Some people, actually, no, I wouldn't really even go so far as to call this dance music. I think technically this particular track right here would go under trance music, but it's still in the electronica genre there. Anyway, let's get on with the song here. I'm still sitting here babbling. The song is from the PodSafe Music Network, and the artist is Eugene, and the name of the song is Sunlight Euphoria. So let's go ahead and listen to that song. Hope you'll like it. If not, or if you're not a fan of electronic music, then you can go ahead and fast forward. Okay, so hopefully you liked it. And if you did like it, excellent. If you didn't like it, well, sorry. Sorry about that. There'll be a different genre next podcast. Anyway. Yeah, because that's what I like to try. I guess that's one way that you can kind of change up your podcast, you know, is throw different genres of music in there. You know, one podcast will be, you know, for example, my last podcast, you know, I had some acoustic selections. Well, I wouldn't, don't really want to say, yeah, I mean, they had acoustic guitars in there, but it's acoustic rock, maybe, I guess would probably be a good way to put it. But anyway, you know, kind of like toss a couple of different genres around in your various podcasts there to add like a little bit of a different element. And speaking of different, actually, I wouldn't even, planning on going off on this little tangent here. I was thinking about making a whole podcast about it, but I don't know, maybe there's just not enough material, but I'll go into it now anyway. But I've noticed lately on the boards a whole lot of new members. Matter of fact, I believe Jem Wolf, another member of AboveTopSecret.com, mentioned this as well, that there seem to be like a whole lot of new members coming into AboveTopSecret.com. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, quite contrary, it could actually be a good thing. New fresh minds, you know, could bring, you know, different spins on topics already being discussed or bring in new topics for discussion. But I found myself wondering, I was curious, why all of a sudden is there this huge influx of new members? And I don't know if it was a podcast I was listening to or if it was a thread that I was reading. But anyway, you know, I guess the point was made that, you know, during school breaks, you know, whether it's a, you know, college break or high school break or what have you, you've got a lot of these a lot of people out there that you know, looking kind of like for things to do, and one thing to do is kind of like join up on a discussion board, because let's face it, I don't know about in other countries or in other parts of the United States, but for me personally anyway, I mean, I definitely remember when I was in college, I mean, for Christmas, we got 2 weeks off for Christmas, Thanksgiving, we got a week, you know, and then you've got your spring breaks, you got your summer breaks, and there's a lot of free time there. Heck, even when I was in college, I seemed like I had a whole lot of free time. I mean, you know, especially, I remember my senior year, you know, because I was a senior, I could go and register for my classes early, and I set it up so that I didn't have any classes on Friday, and I only had one class on Monday, and the one class I had on Monday started at like, you know, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, but anyway, off on another tangent here. So I found that kind of interesting, you know, and it makes sense. It makes sense, you know. I guess it'll be interesting to see, you know, after Christmas and New Year's has gone by, if we'll see the number of new members sort of drop off a little bit, you know. So, and another thing too that I've kind of noticed, it when I first started noticing a lot of these new members, you know, posting to the threads and so on, I'd go into a thread. And a lot of times what I do when I go into a thread, I kind of scan down and see if there are like any of these members that have been around for years, you know, that really add a lot of depth to a particular thread with their post. And, you know, if I see that, I kind of read that first, and I might go back and, you know, check out the rest of the thread. And as I've gone into these threads, these newer threads coming up with these newer members, I'd kind of scan down, and all the posts would be by new members. And I'd kind of like toss that thread aside. But eventually, you know, I kind of said, oh, that's an interesting topic, you know, and I'd kind of start reading it. And I have to admit, you know, some of these new members are actually making some really nice posts and some decent threads. So, yeah, so I'm definitely guilty of selling these new members short or definitely was guilty of selling these new members short. Not anymore, you know, because like I said, you know, I've kind of been, you know, poking around the board and definitely some good threads and some good posts by some of these newer members. So don't let a new member don't let a new member discourage you from, you know, reading through that thread or reading the post. And unfortunately, on the flip side of that, there are some new members that really just kind of post some blah stuff, blah 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 stuff. Yes. Anyway. Okay, yeah, with that, I think that is a good sign that I have run out of material for this particular podcast, so I'm going to go ahead and end this one, and I also see that, I do see that I'm kind of getting close to the, what is this now, almost 25 minutes or so, but anyway, let me go ahead and get off of this podcast. Thanks for listening, glad you did. If you liked it, leave a comment, I always appreciate those, and take care of yourself, and stay safe.
Transfer complete.
I feel much better now. I really do. I really do.
This has been a DC Fusion Podcast. Shh. show notes, including musical credits and links to sources, can be found online at blog.abovetopsecret.com/DC Fusion.
There is no law.